Parashas Noach, we're introduced to a very fascinating character. So basically, has saved the world. You know, he's the best businessman ever. He stayed afloat when the whole world went into liquidation. Noach, by the way, the Torah describes him. There are two very, very interesting different approaches to understand this. The pasuk says, Eile told this Noach, who was Noach? Ish, tzaddik, tomim. He was an ish. To be an ish is also something. He was a tzaddik. He was a tomim. Let's show me if you have enough time, we'll describe the difference between a tzaddik and a tomim. Hoyo b'doreisov, he was in his generations. Right? So what's pshat b'doreisov? I understand ish tzaddik, what's b'doreisov? Says Rashi, don't get too excited. So Rashi, yes, he was an ish, he was a tzaddik, he was a tomim, but doreisov. So Rashi, yesh mirabi sein dorshan oisa deshvach. There are those of the rabbis who translate doreisov to be even a greater praise. In other words, kol shekein shel ahoy b'dorit tzaddikim hoy tzaddik yoisa. In other words, even in his generation that was so corrupt and so evil, he was a tzaddik. Can you imagine if he would have been in a better generation, how much greater he would have been? In other words, even in the generation of Rishoyim, he was a tzaddik. The yeish, and there are those who translate that the race of actually referring to a gnai. It is speaking badly about him. Why? According to his generation, there he was a tzaddik. In other words, compared to everyone else who's corrupt, he was okay. The ilohoy v'dorish l'avrom, but if it would have been a generation of Avrom, loy hoya nechshav l'klum, he would be worth absolutely nothing. The obvious question is, how many people in the Torah does the Torah say tzaddik tomim? How many people in the Torah does the Torah call it tzaddik tomim? Not even Moshe Rabbeinu, not even Avraham Avinu. Yosef, he said he was. Yosef doesn't say he's a tzaddik. We call him a tzaddik. The Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's giving mayes, he's giving ages. Tzaddik tomim. Nah, in his generation, it would be a different generation, it would be nothing. Why? Why be so cynical? Why be so negative? Why do that?
Why he was the only one who was compared to Avon? Why nobody else was compared to somebody?
Good point. Good point.
He's the only one who's compared.
Good point. Well, why compare to other people? Why? He's a tzaddik, and he wasn't his generation. What's the big deal? Why are we being so cynical?
Because he looked after himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Number one. Number two. If a Torah says it's a tzaddik tomim, how can we possibly say, yeah, but if Avraham had been nothing, like Klum would be absolutely nothing. Tzaddik tomim is a definition of being, in short, tzaddik means he is ben odoim lechaveroi, and tomim means ben odoim lemokoi. He was completely straight within his taivus, he controlled his animalistic tendencies, not like his generation. And Tomim, he was a complete Baal Emunah. And by the time of Rom, he'd be worth nothing. Why say that? Why do it? And how can it make sense? So there are two very, very distinct ways of learning this. Some people take this literally, this Rashi literally, and some people change the Pshat to a different Pshat. Okay? The one that's seen literally is Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that later on in the parasha, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Tezayin, Tzoyhar Ta'aselateva. He should make a Tzoyhar. So Rashi says, what's Tzoyha mean? Some people explain to me in a chaloin, a window. The Yesh Oimim Evan Toiva HaMe'ir Lehem was like a stone that illuminated the Teva. So he explains, what's a Machlekus? He says, the opinions who hold Tzadik or Rosha is the same opinion over here who holds whether it was a window or whether it was a stone. Says Chassam Sefer, Lot, for example, was not allowed to turn around and see Sodom being destroyed, because it wasn't in his merit that he was being saved. In other words, if a person is being saved not because of themselves but because of somebody else, he's not allowed to enjoy or take pleasure of seeing those people being destroyed. And therefore, if he was a Rasha, in other words, it wasn't because of his chus, not the Rasha, it wasn't because of his chus, he wasn't such a tzaddik, therefore he wasn't allowed to see the other people being killed, and therefore he was an Evan Tova. But if he was a tzaddik, Tomim is a real tzaddik, and generations of Avraham have been even greater, then he can have a chaloin. Very clear that Chassam Sefer learns that it was actually speaking badly about him. Mayon Beis HaSheiva, which is, Rishimun Shutta takes this approach, that Noach was, Dorishin the Gnai means it was Gnai. Gnai means it was speaking disparagingly about him, that actually he wasn't such a great person. And he asks another point. He says, why does it say Lefi doi roi hoya tzaddik? According to his generation, he was a tzaddik. Why Lefi doi? He was a tzaddik. What's the Lefi doi? How do you translate? According to the way his generation was, he was a tzaddik. Normally you would say compared to generation, but Lefi doi roi requires more explanation. And he says, and it's a very, very difficult thing to say, but he says it. He says, Noach lived 600 years before the Mabul. It took him 120 years to build a teva. We don't find that he managed or was interested in influencing any person outside of himself. Nobody came into the teva besides his family. His own, his nearest and dearest, he pulled in his chus. Did he go out and seek to change people? Did he go out to say, people, I'm just telling you, there's a big things going on soon, you better do tshuva? No. He was very happy living his own life, living his own way, saving himself, saving his family, and tracing his own ruchnius. Says the Rav Shimon Schwab, in his generation, everyone was chasing stuff. Some people were chasing immorality, people were chasing money of other people. Everyone was chasing stuff. Lefi doi roi, according to the passion and the commitment that people had to running after, to be gluttonous in what they were running after, Lefi doi roi hoya tzaddik. He was gluttonous to be a tzaddik. He was running after to be a tzaddik. He was looking, as much as these people were hoarding gashmius, he was hoarding ruchnius. He was looking after himself.
He was running after
ruchnius. No, doesn't necessarily honor. That's also gashmius to an extent. He was running after relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu on a very personal basis. Let the whole world fall apart. As long as I'm okay, and I survive, and that's it. That's okay. That was how he lived in his generation. Therefore, in his generation, everyone was running after stuff. He was also running after stuff, good stuff. But is looking after himself. For his generation, that was okay. But if he was living in a generation of Avram Avinu, where Avram Avinu was one of turning the world around, the Nefesh Asher Osa B'choron, of changing around the perspective of people and running after them to ensure that they become Avdi Hashem, then he would have been nothing. Because in that generation, that was not appreciated. Looking after yourself is not appreciated. Going out to bring other people and to share your ruchnius, that is what Avram Avinu personified. That is what was valued in that generation. Therefore, lo yehoyo lo klum, he would have been nothing. Stay away from this. It seems very negative that Noach, ultimately, he hoarded ruchnius. Yeah? And therefore, he would have been a generation of Avram Avinu. They would not have been anything because that was not valued in that situation. It doesn't look very positive. I was shown a beautiful piece from Yalkut Ruveni. Yalkut Ruveni. And it's actually brought down in many places. The Chasam Sofer brings down last week's parasha that, in fact, there were four people who had the same neshama, whatever that means. Okay? There was Hevel, Sheis, Noach, and Moshe. Rosh Tevis neshama. Noach, Sheis, Moshe, and Hevel. Rosh Tevis and neshama. They had the same neshama. In this generation of Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you go into the teva, you save yourself. We don't find a Noach daven for anybody else. We don't see that Noach cared about anybody else. He went in himself, that was fine. That was Noach at that stage. And that was Dorosh and the Gnai. That was wrong. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu was given a choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to wipe out the whole of Klal Yisrael, I'm just going to save you. The same situation again. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Wipe me out from your sefer. No. If it's Klal Yisrael or me, keep Klal Yisrael or not me. What is the word? What is the letters? Mecheni, Mem, Nun, Ches, Yud, Mei, Noach. The waters of Noach. And therefore, Noach, who was standing for himself and looking after himself, and let everyone else fall apart as long as I'm okay, became later in the Shom of Moshe Rabbeinu, who did tshuva, as it were, and said, no. I'm willing to give everything of myself away for the sake of everybody else. That is when he did tshuva. So Mecheni turned to Mei Noach. So that was Dorshim Lignai. That's Dorshim Lignai. There are those who are Dorsh in a different way. Two different Mahalchim. And one is from the altar from the Varduk, and one is a fan from the Avis itself, from the Abderov. The Alter from the Varduk in Madregas for Odom, he explains in a very, very beautiful way. He says, the Kiruv world, and I've seen it, I've been involved, Baruch Hashem, a few years, the Kiruv world is a fascinating study, in as much that for a person to change his life around and to become a full-fledged Torah Jew, and leaving behind a background, leaving behind a society, leaving behind values, leaving behind friends, leaving behind culture, leaving all that behind, and to make this switch takes enormous amount of effort and dedication and devotion. How do people do it? What inspires people? So we're seeing there's two different groups of people. There are those people who have, I don't know, they lived it, they've gone to Thailand or they've gone to Vegas, and they're so appalled by the armpits of society. They're so appalled by the way people behave that they just feel that they cannot live that way and they have to be different. They have to be a different, they've got to make a change. There are others though who haven't lived in a society of corruption. They haven't lived in a society of bad. In fact, they lived in a very ethical, moral society. But they've seen greatness in morality, they've seen Tamid HaChacham, they've seen Gedolei HaDor, they've been inspired by greatness. And therefore they got drawn towards the greatness. They got drawn towards heights. Says the Alter from the Varduk, there's no doubt that Noach was a tzaddik. There's no doubt he was a tomim. There's no doubt he was a shvach. The question was, how did he become a tzaddik? What inspired him to become a tzaddik? Yesh dorshim the shvach, that those people who say that he became a tzaddik through seeing good, through seeing a kodesh baruch, through seeing morals, and he was so attracted towards that, that is what made him great. Says the parasha, therefore, b'dereisav, even in his generation, where there were so little morals, he became great. Can you imagine if he'd been a generation of Avraham Avinu, how great he would have been? He would have been much greater. And the other said, no, yesh dorshim the gnai, which means that he became through seeing how bad his generation were, how corrupt they were, how he couldn't tolerate the bad. And therefore he became noyach, a tzaddik tomim, through seeing ra, through seeing bad. And therefore, if the bad would not have been as great, if he would have lived in a generation of Avraham Avinu, where the bad wasn't as great, who knows if he would have made such a switch. That's what we say. But at this moment in time, he was a tzaddik tomim. The question is, how did he become a tzaddik tomim? So that is a way of understanding he was a tzaddik tomim. Not that he was a bad, he didn't do kirov and he was bad. No, he was a tzaddik tomim. The question is, how did he become a tzaddik tomim? That is the way of brought down on the altar from the Varduk.
And which rabbi? The Abderov.
Yeah. The Abderov says as follows. Abderov says that when we say in the Pasuk, Ish Tzadik Tomim, it cannot possibly be translated to have any kind of negativity against Noach. Chas v'chalila. And therefore he says, when we talk about Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai, what's Dorshim L'Gnai? Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai means he was a Tzadik Tomim by him being Dorish his own Gnai. In other words, he says, the Dorshin the Shvach is a posh pshat that in even his generation he was a tzaddik. Dorshin Gnai was, he said, I'm only a tzaddik because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comparing me to the people around me. I'm not a proper tzaddik. I'm nothing. And thus people here are so bad that I look like a tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik at all. I need to work much harder myself. I need to demand much more of myself. I'm not a girl to be a lot greater. And therefore, over here, the context over here was, Dorshin Gnai means he himself was Dorshin Gnai. Such was his anova, such was his greatness, they never saw in himself any greatness. He didn't see himself as being great, he just saw how bad things were outside. So both are shvach. One was shvach, by he actually was a great person, and the other one was a shvach, his anova was so great that he didn't feel he was a tzaddik. Rather, he just looked around him and says, look how I'm nothing, only compared to everyone else, how great I am. So both, there's two ways of thinking again. One way of thinking again is that the Gnai was really a Gnai, but as we expressed beforehand, it turned into Shvach on Moshe Rabbeinu. Alternatively, it was a Shvach, how did he become a Noach? Either through seeing bad or through seeing good. Or, as we just said now, what it means that the Gnai was, he saw himself amongst his people and said, how terrible the generation is, I am just look good compared to them, but I'm not really such a great person. Therefore, that is a Shvach, understanding his greatness of his Anova. But I just want to finish off, that in later on in the parasha, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to him, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, I've seen you are a tzaddik in your generation. So why, when you talk about tzaddik tomim, ish tzaddik tomim, does it say, Noach describes to us tzaddik tomim, But later on it says, Oyschar is a tzaddik because you are a tzaddik. Where does the pasuk say that? I don't remember which pasuk this is. Okay, I don't spend too much time on this. Right? So the Maral Diskin explains as follows. He says, what's the difference in a tzaddik and a tomim? He said, tzaddik is the expression that a person that we use when a person fights against his instincts, his animalistic instincts. Like Yosef was Yosef HaTzadik. Yeah? We call him Yosef HaTzadik because he had tremendous nisyonus and he managed to stand up against his nisyonus. On the other hand, Tomim is expression used for Tomim Tia im Hashem Alekacha, used for perfection in Emunah. In Emunah, in faith in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not being corrupt, but in Emunah. In the generation of Noach, what was immoral was not at all that they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't. It's clear that they had Emunah to an extent. I'm not going into where the proofs are, but they had Emunah. But they were just immoral people. They could not control their tithes. However, in the Dor, there's another generation Noach lived in. It was a Dor HaFloga. Dor HaFloga was a generation where people were very united. They all got together. They all helped each other. There wasn't this competition where one was taken from the other, but they had terrible emunah, wanted to fight against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there they had, that was a communist war. Yeah, in Noach's time it was capitalism gone wrong, and in Dor HaFloga's time it was communism gone right. Yeah, that was what was going on. No belief in God, but all working all together. So he says, Eila told us Noach ish tzadik tomim hoya ber doiroi sov. In the generations that Noach saw, he was both a tzaddik in the generation of before the Mabul, he was a tzaddik. He didn't have the same failure of being able to control himself like the rest of his Dor did. And he was also a Tomim in a different generation, Dor HaFloga, where people weren't Tomim, he was able to control himself. In both cases, he was complete. In Ben Adon HaVeri and Ben Adon HaMokim, he was complete. Okay? So that's Tom Mahoy Badarosov. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Noach later on and says to him, in your doyer, I see you are corrupt. I see you are tzaddik. Tzaddik, I see you are tzaddik. So in that generation, compared to everyone else in that generation, in Dor HaMabul, where people were not tzaddik, where they were exactly the opposite, where they were totally immoral, and that's why I'm talking about his generation totally. And therefore, what you see from over here is, it's a very, very complex picture of a person that Chalila we can say just flippantly, yeah, in a generation it would be nothing. Either it was tremendous anova, or it was how he became great. And even if you're darshan at the Gnai, another Rabbi Seinu did, the darshan to the Gnai, yeah, even then the Gnai at some certain stage of Noach's life turned over when he became from I'm looking after myself, and Klum, he would be nothing in generation Avram Avinu, to Mecheni Noah of Mein Noach, where he davened for all Klal Yisrael and said, take me out of the picture, and that's what Noach became. Kosh Baruch Shevel Saf Dushmaya, to be able to live in any generation, to always remain tzaddik, always remain a Tomim.